This is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audioboo coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today's magic audioboo topic is the card flourish controversy. Now, this is a little bit of a spin-off from last audioboo that I did about tips for card magic. I got a message from magician Steve Dixon from Vancouver, British Columbia, and he asked me a few questions about my thoughts on card flourishes. That if you use too much card flourishes, can it diminish the effect that the audience has on accepting the fact that you are a magician? Or do they think you are a clever manipulator? Or if you do no flourishes, does this give the audience less ability to explain the effect to skill and leaves them more bewildered on how the effect came to be? He gives me an example here. The magician didn't do anything. It just seems to happen. Now, my thoughts on this, and of course, these days, card flourishes are rampant on the internet. There's like Dave and Dan Buck, who are just amazing with their card flourishes. Now, I'm going to talk about my thoughts on this and my recommendations. Now, most important is you need to decide your character when you perform. What do you want the audience to think of you when you're done? If you want them to think, oh, his magic was like unbelievable, mysterious, then you're going to want to be less on the card flourishes. Good example is Paul Daniels. Now, Paul Daniels can do amazing card flourishes, but if you watch him on any of his old TV specials, he doesn't do a lot of fancy card moves when he performs. True to his character, he just looks like some guy doing card tricks without any fancy sleight of hand. He does do it, but he doesn't do it when he performs. You need to create your character, and you need to decide what your audience wants to think. Now, if you do too many, if you want to be known as a magician and you just do a few tricks with almost all card flourishes, well, it's not going to quite give the image. Also, the audience might not think it's so magic, as Steve pointed out in his email. People might think that, oh, well, he's really clever with cards. It's not really magic. He can just manipulate the cards. So for myself personally, I like to keep a good balance. I do a few card flourishes at the beginning to catch the attention. What I do is I do a pressure fan, and I do a split one-handed card one-handed card fan with two hands, so I have half the cards in one and half the cards in the other, and I do a few one-handed cuts here and there, and I do one revelation of a card using Daryl's hot shot. Other than that, I don't do a lot because I want the magic to be stronger than the flashy. I do the flashy at the beginning just to catch their attention, and once my magic starts, I kind of tone down on the sleight of hand that I do. Not the sleight of hand, the flourishes. What you need to do is decide your character. This is important. And then decide what image do you want the audience to think of you when they're gone. Do you want your magic to be stronger, or do you want the card flourishes to be stronger? And you need to find a balance that fits your character. For myself, I like to do, we all like to do some. We like to learn them and show off to our other magic friends. But I think to impress a lay audience, we don't need to go completely nuts with the card flourishes. You know, you keep them to the appropriate part of the routine and do them, and then move on and make your magic stronger. So that's my thoughts and opinions on this. So what do you think of this card flourish controversy? If you have any comments, please let me know. You can comment on Facebook, where you might have heard this, or you can comment on Audioboo if you're listening there, or my website, aaronjones.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at aaronjonesmagic, and my Facebook handle is also aaronjonesmagic. So if you have any topics or if you have comments on this, please let me know. I'd love to talk to you about it soon. So until next time, I'm Aaron Jones. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.